Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Ayin Daled Erevin 74. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is recording a dispute between Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar that Shmuel's of the position that even if there's in an alleyway just one house and one courtyard, you're allowed to carry there in that alleyway via a lechi, a side post or a beam, whereas Rabbi Elazar's of the position that you need at least two courtyards opening up into it. So in this context, the Gemara records an incident that happened, Tashma, that there was an incident, Dave Mavoa, Dave Dairba, Ivus Bar I. There was an alleyway which Ivus, the son of E, used to live there. And into this alleyway, there was a courtyard, and in it, it had the house of Ivus, and there was one other house. And in addition to this, there was another, also coming to the alleyway, was a synagogue with one house. So Avad Lod Lechi Vishar La Shmuel. So he made a Lechi, and Shmuel allow them to carry in this alleyway. So also Ravanan Shadje. So after Shmuel died, Ravanan came and threw down the lechi because he was at the position that the only way an alleyway will allow you to carry via lechi is if there is a house and a courtyard, that in both places there's two courtyards or two houses. Amar Mavoa de Ranabeva Asina Mishmei Demar Shmuel Nesi Ravanan Barav Nishtei Min. Meaning to say the alleyway that I lived in there and I carried there on the condition of teaching of Shmuel, how come Rav Hanan is coming and throwing it down? So the Gemara says, from this incident of Rav Hanan where he threw down the lechi, it implies that there was opening up into the alleyway, there weren't enough houses and courtyards, and therefore he threw down the lechi because he was of the position, like Rav, that if there are not houses and courtyards opening up into it, it's not going to be allowed from a lechi. And nevertheless, Shmuel allowed them to carry because of the lechi. So, and we see from here, Shmamina lo kibulmine. So don't we see from here that Shmuel did not accept the rebuke of Rebbe Elazar or the question of Rebbe Elazar, and he says, so even if there's just one house and courtyard opening up into it, it's going to be okay through a lechi or a korah. So the Gemara says, no, lo'olam emulcha kibulmine. We could say Shmuel accepted the position of Rebbe Elazar, and he says, indeed, it's the case that a mavoi is not going to allow you, not going to be allowed to carry via a post or by a lechi or a beam until you have sufficient houses and courtyards opening up into it. Vahacha chazanuhu da'ave achal na'ama bebeisa va'asa bayis bebe kenishta. And here the circumstance that we're talking about is where Shmuel was talking about the case where there was a shamash, there was a chazan who was serving in the temple, the gabai, and he used to eat his bread in his house, and he came to the synagogue to sleep. And so therefore, we're going to view this synagogue, the house in the synagogue, as though it was like an additional courtyard that opened up into the alleyway. And that's why Shmuel allowed you to carry in there, in this alleyway, because it was like there were two courtyards opening up into it. However, when Shmuel died, the gabbai of the synagogue stopped sleeping in the synagogue. And so therefore, Rav Hanan threw down the lechi because he says, now we don't have sufficient houses and courtyards opening up into it. So we see from here that Shmuel was of the position that you could carry in the alleyway as a result of the fact that the person was sleeping there. And Rav Hanan said that it was that it would be prohibited under those circumstances. So this proves that Avis bar Savar, Avis was of the position, Makom Pita Gavmar. He was of the position, like the argument we've been discussing the last few days, that the place of where you're eating, where you eat, is what makes your dira, that establishes your residence. Shmuel is following the position, Damar Makom Lina Garam, that the place where what's considered your residence is the place not where you eat, but the place where you sleep. And for halacha, we paskin like Rav, that the place where somebody eats is indeed going to be considered your primary residence. That somebody who eats in one place and sleeps in another place, the place of his eating is going to be considered his residence. This is how we rule with respect to an Erev, but it's not only the case with respect to Erev, it also relates to other areas of halacha. One of the main areas of halacha where this relates to is with respect to lighting one's Chanukah candles. And indeed, the Ramah writes that if somebody says that there are some who say that when you light the Chanukah candles, that they should light the candles in the place where they eat. And that is indeed the custom. And indeed, this is based upon Rashba, that this, if a person eats on a table, on a, by the table of somebody else, that even if he sleeps in a second house, he should not light in this, in the place where he sleeps. He needs to basically just combine with the place where he eats, and that's where he should light his that's where he should light his candles. But this is the case. The Taz makes the point, this idea that if a person should light the candles where they eat as opposed to where they sleep, that's only if somebody who always sleeps, always eats in a specific place, and he has another place specifically for sleeping, that under those circumstances, we follow the place where he's sleeping. But somebody who always sleeps in one place, and once in a while he goes to eat at his friend's house, then for sure we're not going to say that he should leave the place where he's eating and light in the place where he's eating. There he needs to go back to his home and eat there. So if somebody's going to a Hanukkah party and he's going to eat at the Hanukkah party, then we're not going to say, oh, the place where he's eating that meal is the main place. No, obviously there, it's the place where he's sleeping, because that place where he's eating is just a guest meal. But if a place like in, let's say, in a dormitory, people don't typically eat in their rooms, they always eat in the dining area, then you would say that it's the place where the dining area is the main place and not the place where they're eating.